Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
When I first became the speaker on the International Gospel Hour, I made an observation in one of my sermons to the effect that we are all sinners. Is that not what Paul told the Roman Christians? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The tenses of the verbs in this verse are very important. A literal rendering of the Greek says that all have sinned, past tense, and continue to come short, present tense, of the glory of God. The present tense in the Greek almost always involves continuous action. For example, Charles Williams translates 1 John 1:7, "But if we continue to walk in the light, just as he is in the light, we have unbroken fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, continues to cleanse us from all sin." Can you not see how emphasizing the tenses of the verbs makes the passage more meaningful? After affirming in my sermon that all of us are sinners, I received a letter from a former college classmate. He apparently was upset at what I had taught. He wrote, "Speak for yourself. My mother is not a sinner. I love my mother too. But as good and devout as my mother was, she was a sinner. Oh, she was not a drunk or an adulterer or a thief, but she was a sinner and would have readily admitted it. Contrary to the teachings of John Calvin and Martin Luther, we are not born sinners, but we all become sinners. If you have any doubt in your mind regarding the universal sinfulness of human beings, the following verse should remove that doubt forever. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." 1 John 1:8. Charles Williams renders the Greek of that verse, "If we claim we are already free from sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in our hearts." John Wesley taught a doctrine called perfectionism. According to Wesley, when we believe the gospel, we are saved from our sins, but we are not sanctified. Sanctification, or the second working of grace, as perfectionists call it, results from the direct operation of God's Holy Spirit. When we become sanctified, we can no longer sin. Some of the perfectionists erroneously base their doctrine on the following verse: "Whosoever is born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." 1 John 3:9. Please remember that the present tense of the Greek verbs involves continuous action. Please listen to Charles Williams' translation of that verse. "No one who is born of God makes a practice of sinning, because the God-given life principle continues to live in him, and he cannot practice sinning because he is born of God." I do not know of any reputable scholar who would disagree with Williams' translation. If my former classmate's mother was not a sinner, she did not need a Savior. The same can be said about those who accept John Wesley's view of perfectionism. If we have never sinned, or if we have achieved perfection, Jesus is not the Savior of all men. He is the Savior only of those who have sinned and need a Savior. The truth is, there are two kinds of sinners: lost sinners and saved sinners. Lost sinners are those who have never obeyed the gospel, or those who have apostatized from the faith. Saved sinners are faithful Christians. They're not perfect and will never be in this world, but they have the promise of life eternal. Like the few names of those in the church at Sardis who had not defiled their garments, they shall walk with the Lord in white, for Christ has made them worthy. Revelation 3:4. The fact that all men have sinned and continue to come short of the glory of God would probably discourage most of us if we did not know of God's gracious arrangements for our salvation. But we know He wants us to accept the Lord's invitation to believe in His Son and to obey the gospel. Thank you for listening today.